The Maryland-based company Conduent State and Local Solutions was scheduled to finish work on the SunPass system by June 11th. More than a month later, the system still isn't fully operational. That's led to a backlog of millions of dollars in payments to be processed. Charges are accumulating for SunPass users, but the tolls aren't being posted to their accounts. And that's putting customers like Mike DeMauro in a bind.
It's like, I don't know how much I'm going to be paying. It's a mystery.
DeMauro lives in Orlando and uses toll roads daily as a food delivery driver. His employer reimburses him for the tolls, but he hasn't been able to show what he's been charged by SunPass since June 2nd.
It's hard because they're going to bill me probably all at once, and I'm probably not going to have the money in the bank account to do that.
FDOT says it's withholding all future payments to Conduent until the work is done. In the meantime, the state says it won't collect late fees or penalties from SunPass users. DeMauro started a petition on change.org asking state leaders to take it a step further.
I would like to see the tolls be waived for the SunPass customers and hold Conduent responsible for the tolls during the outage, because it's their fault, not the SunPass users.
Tampa Democratic Representative Janet Cruz sent a letter to Governor Rick Scott on Wednesday calling the situation unacceptable. She wants the contract with Conduent to be voided and asked that the state suspend tolls for users affected by the outage. In the letter, Cruz goes on to accuse FDOT of trying to downplay the problem, and she wants to know how Conduent got the $287 million state contract to begin with. Conduent has a history of problems in other states, much like what's happening in Florida now. We repeatedly reached out to state transportation leaders for comment, but none responded. For WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan.